Blood Money, the secret Chinese military disintegration warfare manifesto to rip America apart using drugs, social chaos, and more. By Christina Wong on February 26, 2024. Blood Money, Why the Powerful Turn a Blind Eye While China Kills Americans. A new book by Breitbart News senior contributor Peter Schweitzer reveals how the Chinese government is using drugs, social chaos, and other means to tear apart the social fabric of the United States and wage war against America without firing a shot. As part of a disintegration warfare strategy outlined in an obscure manifesto. The book exposes this strategy, which the Chinese military outlined in a 2010 book entitled Disintegration Warfare. The strategy is based on ancient Chinese strategist and general Sun Tzu's Art of War, a guide on how to subdue an enemy without fighting. Schweitzer writes, in keeping with this approach, China's official military strategy focuses on, in the Chinese leader's words, going after the United States' soft underbelly in terms of politics, economics, and the spirit and psychology of its people. Chinese leaders have coined new terms such as unrestricted warfare and disintegration warfare to describe Sun Tzu's old strategy of winning without fighting. Schweitzer, who is also president of the Government Accountability Institute, notes the lethal consequences the strategy has already taken in the U.S. in the form of hundreds of thousands of American deaths in the past 5 years alone, a greater amount than casualties from any war in the past 50 years and mounting daily. It is a complex strategy, a hydra of drugs, disease, propaganda, and illicit pistol parts, each contributing to social chaos and killing Americans, he writes. Schweitzer reveals that in the 1990s, two senior Chinese military officers analyzed the power of the U.S. military extensively and concluded that it was futile for Beijing to try to match it. So they instead recommended deploying a series of non-military weapons that would reimagine the tools of warfare and redefine the battlefield with out-of-the-box strategies. One of those strategies, Schweitzer writes, was using illegal drugs as drug warfare. Drug warfare had special resonance among Chinese leaders due to the 19th century opium wars inflicted on Imperial China by British merchants, he writes. Communist Chinese officials today believe the opium trade was an attack on its economy, which went from the largest in the world to being on its last legs, as Schweitzer details. Even today, military officials express outrage about the way Great Britain's opium wars reduced China to a minor power, he writes. From the perspective of President Xi and the Communist Party, what better means of rising to power and avenging the opium wars than by turning the tables against the Western world that it blames? Today, Beijing's hand can be found in every stage of the deadly spread of fentanyl in North America, Schweitzer finds. China is not only exporting the precursor chemicals for fentanyl, but it is also producing those chemicals, creating fentanyl and counterfeit pills in Mexico and the U.S., distributing the drug within the U.S., facilitating drug cartel financial transactions and money laundering, and facilitating the communication networks used by the cartels to operate in the U.S. without detection, he writes. And consistent with military escalation, there are plans to deploy even more potent drugs as weapons, he adds. Fentanyl is now the leading cause of death of Americans under the age of 45, Schweitzer writes, adding that it has killed more Americans in a single year than were killed in the atomic bombing of Nagasaki. But drug warfare is only one part of the strategy to take down America. Another part is fueling social chaos using radical proxy groups within the U.S., Schweitzer writes. A 2020 Chinese military report obtained by the author reveals that Beijing sees the U.S.'s mounting social chaos and division as a national weakness, noting that the intensifying political rivalry is depleting the energy of the U.S. Schweitzer reveals that in order to stoke further social chaos and division in America, China utilizes, supports, and funds multiple far-left groups within the U.S. who stoke violence and racial tensions. These groups, which Schweitzer delves into in the book, meet with Chinese Communist Party officials, are tracked by Chinese Communist intelligence, promoted by Chinese state media, and receive funding from China. Schweitzer notes that as drug warfare, social chaos, and other weapons are being deployed against the U.S., leaders in Washington are largely standing by. Perhaps even more shocking than Beijing's aggressions toward us has been the willful blindness of our political leaders. Rather than confronting the reality that Beijing is wreaking havoc on our soil, they focus on domestic policy minutiae, he writes. Schweitzer highlights two big reasons: corruption and convenience. Some of our leaders, who are named in the chapters that follow, have financial ties to the Chinese state and don't want to see the flow of money disrupted, he states. But, he adds, some are ignoring China's actions out of convenience. He writes, a more complex part of the answer is that acknowledging the truth of what China is doing would require our leaders to accept a profound paradigm shift and would force extremely difficult choices that would also dramatically disrupt the lives and livelihoods of elites from Silicon Valley to Wall Street. Those who benefit from partnerships with Chinese government-linked companies very often finance the campaigns of our political leaders. Some are perhaps truly ignorant of China's actions and intent, but most are aware of what China is doing and have chosen the path of least resistance, preferring the safe predictability of their ambivalence to the vigorous work of countering those bent on our destruction. Schweitzer names some of those who are aware of China's illicit activities, but do nothing, including President Joe Biden, Senator Mitch McConnell, RKY, Representative Adam Schiff, DCA, former President Barack Obama, and California Governor Gavin Newsom, D. Despite the easily available, compelling evidence of Beijing's involvement, most of our leaders carefully avoid holding China to account, he writes. Compromised by commercial opportunities that benefit them or their close allies and hiding behind the excuse of not wanting to disrupt the U.S.-China relationship, they effectively allow open season on Americans and sabotage our future generations. Blood Money: Why the Powerful Turn a Blind Eye While China Kills Americans is set to publish on February 27. Follow Breitbart News's Christina Wong on X, Truth Social, or on Facebook. Follow Breitbart News's Christina Wong on X, Truth Social, or on Facebook.